Hawaiian Electric will hold a special shareholders meeting today. They'll vote on whether or not to approve the $4.3 billion sale to the Florida-based company NextEra Energy. It's a deal that financial investors are watching closely. Charles Fishman is a utility equity analyst for Morningstar. He's been studying Hawaiian Electric for the past 3.5 years. When I asked Fishman whether or not the deal makes sense, he says he thinks about it in terms of...
Does it make sense for the shareholders? Does it make sense for the customers?
Fishman says when you look at the numbers, it's hard to find a reason why shareholders would vote against this deal. In addition to anticipating a higher share price, he says a merger with NextEra would also likely boost the company's dividend, a key consideration for investors.
People buy utilities for dividends, and you're dealing with a set of shareholders that have not had a dividend increase for, 17 years? That's painful.
While Hawaiian Electric focuses mainly on integrating technologies like solar into the grid, Fishman believes a major player like NextEra Energy will move in the direction of building infrastructure.
Now you're bringing in people that have a lot of experience building wind farms, building solar. And I think that's going to be a benefit for Hawaii and the customers long term.
William Nelson, an analyst with Bloomberg New Energy Finance, agrees. He says a utility in Hawaii is an attractive acquisition for the Florida company.
You know, they kind of regard Hawaii as this laboratory for renewable penetration. It's really far ahead of the curve in terms of other geographies. They're kind of weaning off oil, getting ready to start consuming liquefied natural gas, and solar has basically exploded onto the scene.
Still, some banks and brokerages are skeptical about whether the merger will ultimately go through. In a recent note to investors, Barclays recommended staying away from Hawaiian Electric and buying NextEra instead. The state's Public Utilities Commission still has to approve the deal. Following today's shareholder vote, the next date to watch is July 20th, the deadline for all interveners to submit testimony to the PUC. Molly Solomon for HBR News.